And here we go. Yes. Welcome, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the Ignite Rock podcast. I'm your host, Ahmed Khalifa, and this is episode 0 of the Ignite Rock podcast. Stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about something awesome about WordPress. And so we begin. This is it. So welcome to episode 0 of the Ignite Rock podcast. I know it's episode 0, it's a bit weird, but the reason I am calling it episode 0 is because this is just an introduction. Hello, welcome to Ignite Rock podcast. And really, I just wanted to talk to you just quickly about what this podcast is all about and what I'm doing and why I'm doing this. So, as mentioned, my name is Ahmed Khalifa. I am based in Edinburgh, the lovely town of Edinburgh in Scotland. And my background really is mainly in digital marketing, but mainly specialised in SEO as well. But alongside that, I've always been really interested in WordPress, and I have been for many, many years. And not a lot of people understand how powerful WordPress can be. So I've started the Ignite Rock website to help those who have WordPress sites to grow their online presence. So really, it's to ignite their online presence with some rock stability that I can provide for you. But the Ignite Rock podcast is something a little bit different, where I will be talking to individuals and brands and companies who use WordPress and they have totally rocked it with WordPress. So really, we're talking about anybody that can be from, you know, the entrepreneurs, it can be the musicians, could be, you know, chef, writers, makeup artists, stockbrokers, fashion stylists, literally anyone who have used WordPress to create an online presence. And I'll be talking to a number of people from episode 1 and onwards, to those who have used it and why they use it, how they use it, what you can learn from them. And I think it'd be very, very interesting. I think it'd be quite inspiring as well. So why am I doing this? Well, I wanted to show you, to prove to you, that WordPress not only is a powerful platform and anyone can use it, but again, WordPress is a powerful platform and anyone can use it. I'm just going to say it again. It really is very, very powerful to use, and you'd be surprised about the number of brands around the world that currently use it. At the moment, you know, in June 2016, over 26% of the World Wide Web uses WordPress as their CMS, the content management system. That's a lot. We're talking millions. So I have listed 99 of these top brands who have used WordPress, and I'll put the link in the show note for you, and I'll show you what they have done and how they've done it. But really, we're talking big brands who have used WordPress, and it's not something to be taken lightly of. So that's why, you know, I wanted to show you and prove to you that anyone can use it. You don't have to be a big brand. You can be, you know, a blogger. You can use it. You can be a business. You can be a celebrity. Maybe I'm talking to a celebrity right now. Hi. So why am I choosing WordPress? Well, I've used it for a long time. It's such an awesome platform. I'm a huge fan of it. It's not just a basic CMS for a blog. It's so much more than that. It can power a whole site. And if you don't believe me, I will, again, include that link to these top 99 brands that have used WordPress or that are using WordPress. So I always hear people, they underestimate WordPress. And at the same time, people don't understand what it can do. And that's the reason why I have got this podcast started. I wanted to show you that you can use it, and it really is so useful to use. So I hope I can inspire and show you that with real life examples, the people I'll be talking to, you can do the same. And that includes you. I'm talking about you. Yes, you. You can literally emulate those who have used WordPress to create an online presence, to sell products, to showcase their skills, to promote their business. The list is endless, really. Just anything that you need a website for, WordPress can do it for you. Now, one of WordPress' biggest advantages, and also its reason for its success, is the fact that the platform is completely open source. So anyone can use it for any purpose without really paying a penny, a dime, or a cent, whatever you're listening. So when I say open source, really it refers to something that can be modified, it can be altered and shared, because the design is accessible. So in this case, WordPress is open source, as you can modify the features, the settings, the design, the content, etc., to suit you how you want it, and you can share it with the entire world. But at the same time, maybe this is why some people have a hard time taking WordPress seriously as a line of business. I mean, how can you make money with something that anyone can use for free? That might confuse some people. Or maybe it's because some people are having a hard time using it, and immediately they think it's not suitable for you. Or you're under the impression that it's for bloggers only. And these are some of the common perception of WordPress. I hear that all the time myself, that, you know, this is what people think about when they think of WordPress. But this is what I want to do. I want to get rid of these myths and perception and what people think about it, because there is so much more you can do with it. And this is where Ignite Rock podcast comes in, as I'll prove to you that you can take WordPress seriously. You can build any type of site out of WordPress, and you can share your passion using it. And for those who really want to make money, yes, you can make money out of WordPress. So the guests that I'll be interviewing over the coming episode, they've done just that, whether to, you know, showcase their skills and write about their knowledge and passion, or started a business, or created some kind of event, or created something that they believe in. I'll be interviewing a number of these different people, and they're going to share their journey with you. So just before we end this episode zero of Ignite Rock podcast, I'm just going to list a few reasons why you should have no worries about using WordPress. So let's start at the top. Did you know that some of the biggest brands in the world use WordPress? And I'll link to the article that I'm talking about, that I have written and shown it, about those top brands. But some of these brands include Facebook, Bloomberg, Beyonce, yes, she's a brand, New York Times, Microsoft, Mercedes-Benz, MTV, Vogue. It's amazing and incredible to think that a number of these brands, they actually use WordPress, and you should see it yourself. I really encourage you to see that link in the show notes. It was, again, I mentioned earlier that June 2016, at this moment in time, over 26% of all websites is powered by WordPress. Think about that. Over a quarter of the website on the internet is powered by WordPress. That's mind-blowing. It's huge. So once WordPress is free to download, free to install, you are free to modify and use it however way you want it, and it's easy and flexible enough to use for your own personal purpose. And that's the benefit of open source, is that you can modify it any way you want it. But the other benefit of open source and WordPress, one of its biggest benefits, is that you are part of a really awesome community. There are so many people out there with different skills and expertise that are willing to help you. So many. So if you have any trouble with something technical, or writing, or anything about search engine optimization, or so on and so forth, there's so many people out there that can help you. And on top of that, there are thousands of themes. Now, themes, obviously, the design aspect on the front end, where you can see how it looks. There's thousands of them out there that you can either download for free, or you can pay to install to suit your brand. It could be, if you want a specific one for a restaurant, there's some out there for photographers. You know, there are specific themes for photographers, and so on. On top of that, there are tens of thousands of plugins to install. You don't need to be a programmer to build a fully customizable site. You can have certain plugins that will create some kind of function that you want your site to do. For example, if your site doesn't have a gallery and you want to put a gallery without coding, without programming it yourself, there are so many plugins out there that you can install yourself, and you can instantly have a gallery on your site. Despite what everyone thinks, WordPress is search engine friendly. It's not just, you know, built to the highest standard in terms of using the standard compliance code and produces the correct, you know, markup around it, but they're also very well known SEO plugins to make your site even more search engine friendly. So again, I mentioned about plugins earlier. You can, you know, enhance that even further, and I will be talking about that in future episode and on my blog as well. And despite what everyone says, it is safe and secure to use. The fact that it's such a popular software, CMS, whatever you want to call it, obviously it makes it more of an easier target for spammers and hackers. A lot of sites out there use WordPress, so the spammers, they're going to target those who are using, you know, a software that most people use. But that's natural. Every single website has some kind of security, not issues, but you have to take security very seriously. And that includes if you have a WordPress site. But at the same time, not only WordPress is built with security in mind, but there are plenty of products and services out there which can help enhance your security further. It's not that difficult. You can really do it yourself. And obviously, on top of that, you can upload any kind of media. It's not just about having text, you know, articles if you want that. You can have videos, you can have audio, images, interactive content, and you can embed any kind of media to suit however way you want it. I know I said a few reasons why you should have no worries about using WordPress. I've gone on a bit, but this is the point. There's so many benefits of using WordPress, and this is the point of this episode. Just a brief introduction, and then from episode one, I will be talking to a guest who have used WordPress and how they have really started it and where they are right now. So I'm really certain there's actually many more reasons than that in terms of the benefit of using WordPress, but I think you can get the hint of it. I'm sure you don't want to hear it anymore. So hopefully my guest in future episodes will give you even more insight and unique perspective into how and why they use WordPress, and how you can also apply it to your own site yourself as well. So this is only a quick introduction episode to the Ignite Rock podcast, but the real fun begins in episode one, which is already available to stream or download right now. So I hope I will see you there. If you want to see the show note of this podcast, all you have to do is go to ignitewalk.com/0. That is the figure 0. ignitewalk.com/0. You'll go to the show note and you'll see all the information I've talked about, as well as the link to the article that I have mentioned as well. So, episode 0 at the end. Let's have some fun with episode 1. I'll see you there on this walk with WordPress.